Newton came along with Bays, five lines from the bottom. The third and fourth word is an Ibayalu, who I put a diamond around that. And on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down, first word on the line is Karen. The next two words are Ibayalu, who I put a diamond around that. So the Gemara is going to ask a few questions regarding Chomesh. The additional fifth asks the Gemara here, now on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Chumsha milagav o chumsha milabar. How do you figure the chumash? So we're used to, in modern Western math, if you have $100, let's say, and you add a fifth, well, we'd probably say that you'd add $20, which is a fifth of the 100, to get to 120. However, that is a chumash in one way. There's another way to look at a chumash, is that you look not at the figure you're starting with, but the figure you end with. So if you're starting with 100 and you want to end with a figure that's a chomesh, then you'd maybe divide 100 into four portions and then add a fifth portion, which would get you, let's see, divide 100 into four portions, 25 times four, add another 25, would get you to 125. So the Gemara wants to know, the chomesh that we talk about, is it milagav, is it of the principle, or is it milabar, or chomesh milabar, from outside? Basically, if it was 100, would it be 120 or 125? Ravina Tashma. So Ravina says, come, and here brings its next source, which goes until the sixth line, a nun dal namun aleph, and it has to do with redeeming hektish. There's many times when somebody gives something of theirs to the base of hektish, and they want to redeem it, they have to add a fifth. So says the Tanakh source, Habaylim Aymrim Be'esrim. So let's say the person who donated something to Hekdesh wants to redeem it, and he said that he's willing to pay 20. V'chol Adam, and other people are willing to pay Be'esrim, 20. Who gets it? Habaylim Koydmin. The previous owner is the one who gets it. Why? Because when a person redeems something from Hekdesh that he himself donated, Mimneshim Aysifin Chaymish, he adds a fifth. Amar Echad, let's say someone in the crowd says, Harei Alai Be'esrim Ve'echad, you know what, I'll pay 21 for it. Habaylim Noisin Esrim V'sheish, so then the owners pay 26, because if the guy paid 21, they're going to have to add their additional chomesh from the 20, which would be 5, so 26. I underline esrim u'shnayim. Someone else says they'll pay 22. Habaylim has to nosin esrim v'sheva, 27. In other words, the baylim is always going to have to pay whatever amount the person bid plus the additional 5. Esrim v'sholosh, I underlined, if someone else says they're willing to pay 23. Habaylim nosin has to pay esrim v'shmoina, 28. Esrim v'arba, I underline, 24. Some other character says he'll pay 24 for it. Habaylim nosin, that would be the 24 plus the 5. Esrim v'teisha, 29. And I underline esrim v'chamesh, 25. Someone else is willing to pay for it. Habaylim nosin shloishin. Now, why does the baylim have to keep paying that much more? Lefi she'ein moisifin chaymesh al iluya shel ze. Originally, the Bailam would have to pay, if he said 20, 25. So he has to go up to, if somebody else is willing to bid 25. If somebody else is willing to bid more than 25, then that somebody else gets it. But he always has to pay at least the 25 plus the additional 5 for a Shleishim Shmamina. It's pretty clear from here that when we figure the Chomesh, it's Chomeshim Lebar Shmamina. That the Chomesh is outside, meaning if he started with something worth 20 and he has to add a chomesh, it's not that he adds 4, rather he looks at the 20 as 4 fifths, so let's see, 1, 2, 3, and then a fifth is another 5, get you to 25. Ke tanoi, the Gemara points out that it's actually a machlokas tanoim as to how you calculate the chomesh. We have a tanaic source, another goes for 2.5 lines, quoting the pasuk, it says, Vayasav chamishi soy alav, and you should add a fifth on top of that. Shehe hu ve chaimshoy chamisha. And the way you get to a fifth is whatever the principle is, that's viewed as 4/5. Then you add an additional fifth on top of it. That's David Rabbi Yoshi and we box Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yonasan, who we also box Leimer. No, when the Pasuk says Chamishi Sai, that's one word from the Pasuk, that's Chaim Shoy Shel Karen. So if you start out with 100, you divide the 100 into 5 portions, and then add on top, which should get you to 120. That's the end of the snake source. Ibayil, who we had already diamond this, is another question. When you have something that you are redeeming, does the Chomesh hold back the effectiveness of the redemption or not? The Chomesh is Ma'akev or Eino Ma'akev. Let's say you have something that is Kodshim. You obviously have to eat the Kodshim Kalim only within the walls of Yerushalayim. Let's say you redeem it, then you can eat it wherever you want. But let's say you redeemed it for its value but didn't pay the Chomesh. Would that hold back Chomesh Ma'akev? Oh, Eino Ma'akev. Colon. Dalid, if you have something that's 4, comma, bedalid parik, it's redeemed for 4. So something with $4, redeemed for $4. Va'a kenafshe, maisif chaymesh, and independently, you're adding the chomesh. Sounds like in that case, alma the chomesh, loy ma'akev, would not hold back the effectiveness of the redemption. Odilma arba bechamsha parik, or no, the way you look at it, something worth 4 is redeemed for 5, bechomesh ma'akev. And if you didn't pay everything you needed to for the redemption, then the Chomesh would hold back the effectiveness of redeeming it. Well, Amravina Tashma, a red snake source, goes for, well, till the end of the line. Box it off. It says here, Hademai Ein Loi Chomesh. If you have Meiser Sheni, normal Meiser Sheni, you have to take that produce to Yerushalayim. If you want, though, you can redeem it. If you're the owner and it's your produce, you have to add a fifth when you do it. Let's see, you have Demai. Demai, which is, I have to take Meiser Sheni from, but it's only a Derabanan Chiyuv. So the Demai doesn't have a Chomesh if the owner is going to redeem it. There's no Chomesh. Ve'ein lo beer. It also, unlike other Meiser Sheni, that at the end of the 3rd year, end of the 6th year, you have to destroy your Meiser Sheni that you have left, that you have not yet brought to Yerushalayim. The Demai doesn't have that restriction. Okay, that's the end of the snake source. So it doesn't have a chomesh and it doesn't have a beer. It does sound like, though, the Gemara makes a diuk, ha karen yeshlai. As long as you haven't redeemed it, it seems like it would be usher to eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Now, my taima, why would it be that there was no chomesh, but there is a karen? Sounds like karen, the basic value of the item, dema'akev bedaraisa, that it holds back even on a daraisa level, is v'derabanan. So when you're talking about demai, it would hold it back also. Whereas the chomesh, the additional fifth, dema'akev bedaraisa, that doesn't hold back the effectiveness of the redemption on a Torah level, leisa derabanan. And therefore, a chomesh is not ma'akev. The Gemara suggests, well, maybe the whole thing is a machlokas tanoim. Lema kitanoi. I put a long question marking in the margin, starting here, going down about 10 lines till first word of line is savar. The Gemara is suggesting now that maybe this is a machlokas tanoim. Here's a Tanaic source, goes for about 3.5 lines and starts here. Let's say you have a person, nosanus a karen, he paid the principal to redeem it, veloy nosanus a chemish, but he did not give the additional fifth. Rabbi Eliezer, who he boxed oimer, yoichal, can eat it, whereas Rabbi Yeshua, who we boxed Omer, lo yochal, cannot eat it. Comes along, and I circled Rebbe, that would be Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He's going to try to marshal this machlokas or apply the various opinions in different cases. And says Rebbe, nirin div Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos, v'div Rabbi Yeshua b'chol. It would appear that we should go like Rabbi Eliezer, who had said, go ahead and eat it on Shabbos, because of this is a special Indian of Kavod Shabbos. We don't want to prevent people from eating things just because it gave the Chomesh. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua would be during the weekdays where you don't have that special Indian. Now, that's the end of the snake source. Me te Amar, from the fact that he said, and here's a 5-word quote for the Bryce we just read, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos, that Rabbi Eliezer would appear to a way to go when it comes to, let's say, can you eat that food on Shabbos? Michlal, the implication is very straightforward and obvious, debili gefil b'chol, that if you would have asked Rabbi Eliezer himself, he would have said, oh, even the weekday you could do that. Also, kamam yidamar, Here's another five-word quote from the Brisa we just read. From the fact that it said that Rebbe said, Nirin, it would appear that we should go like the Divrei Rabbi Yeshua B'Chol, that's the end of the quote of the above the next source, Michal Tepligi, the implication is that Rabbi Yeshua himself, though, would argue, even B'Shabbos. In which case, my Laba Ha Sfara Kamifliki, should we not say that what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing about is the following Sfara? De Rabbi Eliezer, who I underline, Sfara Chomesh Le Ma'akev. The Chomesh is not Ma'akev, and that's why you can always go ahead and eat it on Shabbos for the rest of the week. And Rabbi Yeshua, who I underline, Sfara, the Chomesh is Ma'akev. That's why if you only gave the principle but not the Chomesh, redeem it. You cannot eat it. That's the end of developing our question. So essentially, should we say that it is a machlokas tanoim? Amar Rav Papa, I struggle with Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no, we're not going to say that. Rather, comma, dekuli alma chaimish loy ma'akev. Everyone agrees, if you pay the redemption value but not the additional fifth, it will not hold back the effectiveness of the redemption on a Torah level. The hacha, what's going on over here? It's basically, are we concerned that the person will be negligent and never pay the chomesh or not? Hacha, b'chayshin on the p'shiusa. Are we concerned that if you get people used to this, they'll negligently not pay the fifth? Kamiflegi, colon. Mar Savar, I squiggled around the Mar, this Rabbi Yeshua, he's of the opinion, Chayshin L'Psius, so we are worried about that. If people realize they could sort of get the effectiveness of it without paying the fifth, they might come to not pay the fifth. Whereas Mar Savar, I squiggled around this Mar, this would be Rabbi Eliezer's of the opinion, we're not cautious for that. Lo Chayshin L'Psius, period. We're going to have a couple L'Shoinus of the next piece. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I underline Rabbi Yochanan, put number one in the margin. And about 9-10 lines later, first line is Rabbi Yochanan, I underline that Rabbi Yochanan, put a number two in the margin. So let's see the first lashon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim, I dot underline Hakol Moedim, everybody would agree, be hektish when it comes to things that have been sanctified, dedicated, donated to the Beis HaMikdash, that a person doesn't have to add a fifth right now to have an effective pinyon of hektish. So Hakol Moedim beHektish she chilel. Why? Because there's some other party that's pretty interested in collecting that fifth and will constantly be hassling this guy. Hey, buddy, you got to pay up your fifth. Hey, where's the fifth? Hey, where's the chomesh? Hoel, who's the person who would do that? The gizbarim, the temple treasury. In other words, it's almost like the IRS. If you owe the IRS money, they'll find you. The gizbarim, if you owe them money, they will find you. Since the gizbarim, toivin oisai, bishuk. The gizbarim will, even if they see this guy like out in public anywhere, they will request that chomesh be paid. Okay. So everyone agrees. Really? Asked the Gemara. But hektash loy pligi. There's no machlokes. V'hatanya. Here's a brisa. Might look somewhat familiar. It's going to start similar to the brisa that we had about 10 lines ago, but diverge a little bit. So nasa nesa karen v'loy nasa nesa chaymesh. If the person paid the principal value, but not additional fifth. Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer here, and though the Chachamim box Rabbi Eliezer, Imer Chilel, it works. The Chachamim we box Imer Lo Chilel, it does not work. Amar Rabbi, here we start with Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi comes to marshal this machlokas and says, Nirin, it would appear that we should apply the Divrei Rabbi Eliezer that it will work when we're talking about hektish. That you're trying to redeem and you pay the principal value but not the fifth, it would actually work. You still have to pay the fifth, but the effectiveness of the being po to the hektish would work just by paying the principal. That's be meiser. That's what we're talking about, redeeming your meiser sheni. That's the end of the Tanaic source, the same way that we analyzed Rabbi Marshall Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and the Rabbi Yoshua above. We're going to do that now for Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Well, says the Gemara, Mida Amar, here's a quote till the end of the line from the Hebraic we just read, from the fact that Rabbi said, well, it would appear, Nidr and Divrei Rabbi Lezer behektish, Mechlal de Palig, it would seem like he, Rabbi Lezer, would agree, Afilu b'meiser, even when it comes to meiser, that it should work. And Mida Amar, from the fact that Rabbi said, here's four words in right angles. Nirin Divrei Chachamim b'Meiser. Mechal de'inu. If you ask the Chachamim themselves, they would say, pligi. I dot underline the term pligi. Now, if you compare that to our dot underline term about 8-9 lines ago, there Rabbi Yochanan was telling us that Everyone would agree behektash shechilel, and here we see, seems like it's a machlokas. Pligi afilu behektash. Elai yidmar hachi yidmar, this gets us on to lashon number two of Rabbi Yochanan. And here we go, lashon number two. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I underline his name. Hakol ma'idim, everyone agrees, b'shabbos behektash. If it's Saturday, Shabbos Kodesh, and we're talking about Hektash Shechilel, that everyone would agree that that would be the case, that it would be effectively redeemed. Chada, first of all, I squill under the Chada Dechsiva Karas LaShabbos Einig. There's a special pasuk that talks about the concept of making Shabbos special, and if, listen, this is the food you got, we got to let you eat it. And Ve'oid, I squill under the Ve'oid, Hoil V'Gizbar, and Toyunis V'Shuk. And a further point, that which is owed, that Chomesh is going to be constantly, you'll be constantly reminded of it by the temple money collectors, period. Amar Rami Bar Chama, circled his name. We're going to have four dinim. I put a number one in the margin here, two lines later, a number two. Two lines below that, a number, let's say about three lines below that, a number three, and then we'll take it from there. So here we go. Number one, Hari Amru, I underlined Hektish, Eno Mischalal al Hakarka. Let's say you want to redeem. You have something that dedicate the base of Mikdash. You want to redeem it, but onto a piece of land ain't going to work. Dorachman Amar, the pasuk says in that context very specifically, Venosan hakesef vekamloi. The one who's redeeming the hektish has to give money, like cash money, not land. Okay, that's as far as redeeming hektish onto land. How about though chom shomahu? Let's say the chomish, which under certain circumstances when you redeem Hektish, if you redeem it, you'd have to pay an additional fifth. What do we say, Moshi Yischal al-Karka? Can you be Yischal that on land? Question mark. We go on to the next question, question number two. Teruma. Let's say you have a non-Kohen who ate Teruma accidentally. Eina Mishalem Mishalem in a Chulin. How does he have to pay back the Chulin? Let's say he ate a pound of apples. He pays back the apples from Chulin. He has to pay like actual apples, but chulin apples, and then when he pays it back to the Kohen, it turns into having the status of truma apples. Terachman Amar, because the pasuk says, "V'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh," can't give him like, you know, a stack of $20 bills or a stack of 20 shekel bills either. It has to be davar ha-ra'ui le'is kodesh, something that could be fitting to be holy, and that's not $20 bills, that's apples. Chomsha Mao Shishtalim Shalaminachulin. How about the chomish that you have to pay sometimes when you have to pay someone back for truma that you ate and you're a non-Kohen? Is that chomish paid? Can it be paid from things that are not chulin? Or maybe yes, or maybe no, and that question remains, which leads us to our third question. Meiser, when you have Meiser Sheni, Ein Mischalala Asimon. If you have a unminted slug, it's basically like a round piece of metal. Now, it's supposed to be used because you'll stamp a Washington or Lincoln on the front, but as it is right now, it's just an unminted coin, a slug. So, Maisrim Mischal al-Asimon, the Rahman Abba, the Pasuk says, Vitzarta Kesef Biyadecha, which means that Vitzarta, you should buy it, but also is darshan to mean a coin which has an imprint. The Rabbi is called over Sheish Lav Tzura, as long as it has a imprint or had been minted. Okay, that's as far as the Antona Simon. How about Chomsho? Let's say the Chomish of it, Maoshi Yischal HaSimon. Can you redeem that, Antona Simon? Well, Yischal Gal Milsa, the matter kind of kept a rolling, Umata, until it arrived, Lakame, to the presence of none other than Rava. Amar Lahu, Rava responded by saying, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Alav, that's one word in quotation marks, which equals Lerabes to include Chomsho Kamaisai, that we will treat the chomish like the ikur item itself. We also have a tzinnik source which backs up this point. Goes exactly two lines till the last word on the amud. Here's the tzinnik source. Hakoinev truma, if you have a person who stole truma, veloyachla, and he didn't eat it. So what does he do? Well, he gives back the truma. And mishalom teshlumi kefil, he gives the double payment that he would have to pay in money as dmei truma. Kama achla, let's say this truma that he stole, he ate. Well, mishtalim shnei karanim, two karens and a chomesh. The karen and the chomesh, I squeal in the line, chomesh is from chulin, and the karen is demei truma. Now, it seems like the Keren, as well as the Chomesh, is from the Chulin Shmamina. We can see from here, notes the Gemara, Chomsho Kamoy say that the Chomesh has the same status, same din as the Keren Shmamina. Period. Amar Rava. I would... let's see. Okay. Let's box his name. He's not a ton, obviously, but he's going to be very central. I underlined here, Gabe Gesel, I put a number one in the margin. 4 lines later, in the middle line, it says Gabe Truma. I underlined that and put a number two in the margin. About 5 lines below that, last 2 words of the line are Gabe Meiser. I squiggle underlined Gabe Meiser and put a number 3 in the margin. And 2 lines below that, in the middle line, is Gabe Hektish. I underlined that and put a number 4 in the margin. So it says Rava. Gabe Gezel, when it comes to something stolen, Ksiv, the Pasuk says. Now we have a Pasuk that we're going to be quoting, and also a Mishnah. And the Pasuk says, V'chamishi Sav, Yosef Alav, and its fifths, plural, should be added on it. So a person steals something, and he is confronted. Sometimes he didn't do it, swears that effect, and then he actually admits that he did. He has to pay back what he stole, plus an additional fifth. Now, it uses the term, the plural term, fifths, Yosef Alav, it's not. We have a Mishnah. Goes for about 2.5 lines and starts here. Now, unless at Karen, let's say the person who stole from Bob, he claims he didn't steal, he denies any knowledge of what's going on, swears falsely, then turns out that he really... comes clean and admits he has to pay the principal he stole plus an additional fifth. So let's say he paid the principal, the Karen, v'nishba l'chomesh, but then he swears, I paid the chomesh, and really didn't. Then, okay, and then he admits that he still owed the chomesh, so he has to add a chomesh to his chomesh, a fifth of the fifth. Raise a mice of chomesh al chomesh, and how many times can this go? As she smite a Karen pachas misho pruta, until the principle is less than a pruta is worth. So it can happen quite a few times. That's the end of the Tanaic source. That's by Gezel. Gabe Truma, I underline Gabe Truma, Ksiv. The pasuk says, Ish ki yoichal kodesh bishkaga. If he ate, let's say, Yisrael, who ate something that was kodesh, kodeshim is not supposed to eat this accidentally. Ve yosef chamishi soi, I double underline the vav. Alav, he should add its chomish. It's a singular term, vitznan. And pretty clearly he says in the Mishnah, Ha'ichal Truma B'Shoigeg, a person who's, let's say, a non-Kohen, he's not supposed to eat Truma, but he ate Truma B'Shoigeg, Mishalom, he has to pay Karen V'Chomesh. Echad Ha'ichal, that's what the person ate, V'Echad HaShoyser, he drank the Truma, let's say it was juice from Truma grapes, V'Echad HaSachar, let's say it was oil from Truma olives, and he used it to anoint himself. All these are not supposed to be, this is a non-Kohen here, he's not allowed to use the Truma for any of those things. Echad truma tohera, whether it was currently tohor truma, echad truma tamei, even tamei truma mishalim chayim sha. He has to pay it plus a chomesh, as well as a chayim sha de chayim sha. Underline chayim sha de chayim sha. That's the end of the Tanaic source. So when it comes to truma, it's pretty clear that you pay the chomesh of the chomesh. V'ilugabe meiser, I squealer on v'ilugabe meiser. When it comes, however, to meiser, lo mechtav ksiv, there's no pasuk that talks about the plural chomeshes, and lo misnatznan, and there's no Tanaic source that does, we'll say, no Mishnah either. V'lo ibayi ibuye lana. Therefore, it's not really a question to us if you add the fifth onto the fifth, if not, because it's like pretty obvious that you do not. Gabe Hektish, which we underline, this is the fourth and last in our categories when you're dealing with something that was dedicated to the base of Mikdash. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Im Hamakdish Yigalis Besai Va Yasav Chamishis Kesav Erkecha. And if the one who sanctified redeems his house, and he should add a fifth Kesav Erkecha on top of it, the value. But it's not. You have a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Apodesa Hekdeshai. If somebody is redeeming their own hektish, they have to add a fifth. Chumsha tznan, chumsha de chumsha, lo tznan. And that talks about adding a fifth. Doesn't talk about a fifth of a fifth, comma, connector. My, what would we say over there? So my, what do we say about if you are redeeming Hektish, is there such thing as a chomesh that has to be paid on the chomesh or not? A, Gabe Truma Ksiv. We had Truma was one of the examples. It was the second thing that we had mentioned on the fifth line. It says Vayasaf. That's the word that's used in the pasuk. And Gabe Kodesh Nami Haksiv. It says Vayasaf, the same term, which would seem like then there would be a chomish onto the chomish. Odilma, or maybe I squiggled on the Odilma. B, Gabe Truma Ksiv. It says Vayasaf, but not only that, comma connector. And we're going to do a little bit of surgery. Occasionally when we darshan psukim, we take a letter off of here and we sort of add it on somewhere else. That's what we're going to do here. The word Vayasaf, and he should add, the vav really is superfluous. It could just say Yasaf, he adds. So E shaklis le vav, if you take the vav away from the word ve Yasaf, and now where are you going to place it? Vishadisle, and add it to the end of the word, quote, Chamishi Sai. You then have Chamishi, the two vavs at the end, Havile becomes Chamishi Sav, plural, comma. Regabe Hektish Ksiv, and by Hektish it says, Vayasaf Chamishis, which, let's say you do the surgery there and you take the vav from the beginning of the word Vayasaf and add it to the end of the word, you're still going to end up with a singular word, afagavdechi shaklisle, even if you take the vav to Vayasaf, the shadisle, and place it on the chamishis. So what happens to the word chamishis that has a vav at the end of it? Soif soif, havile chamishi soy, which still would be singular. Okay, that's the Eodilma B question. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, well, one second. The parentheses, maybe the brackets that we put in, go from here till the word from the word vatepuk till five lines later. First word in the line is dummy. The Gemara attempts and then says why we don't, but attempts to say vatepukle. Well, why not conclude that issue? Dehavile hektish sheni, because once you're talking about a chomish of a chomish, it becomes a second generation hektish. The Amar Reb Shua ben Levi, underline his name, a hektish rishain, only when one is redeeming the original hektish maisiv chaymish, but al hektish sheni, ain maisiv chaymish. Why don't we just say over here so clearly, no chomish on a chomish, because the chomish is hektish sheni. Well, Amar Le Rav Papi Le Ravina, he says, Ravina hachi Amar Rava, as we have a tradition, chaymish betchilas hektish, or kitchilas hektish dami, because the chomish itself is actually viewed as first generation hektish, and we'll see why a little bit later. Well, anyway, that's the end of the brackets. My havyala. So, are you moisif? Do you add a chaymish on top of the chaymish or not? Amrav tevumi mishmei dabaye amar kra. Pasuk says, here's a quote of the pasuk till the end of the line. Vayosef chamishis kesef erkecha. So you have the word chamishis right next to the word kesef erkecha, and he adds a fifth, the value of its, the monetary value of its worth. Makish, you see then the pasuk connects by putting these words right next to each other. The chom show, the chomish paid, le kesef erkei, colon, ma, just like the kesef erkei, you would add a fifth to it. Af the kesef chom show, nami, maisif chomish, you also had a fifth, period. I said we're going to get back to this, and here's where you get back to it. I parallelogram the Gufa and circle Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What did he say? Al hektish rishain. If you have hektish, and it's, we'll call it first original generation hektish. In other words, let's say you had something in your house, and you donated it to the temple, you made it hektish, whether it was a cow or a, or a cross pen. You want to redeem it, you can redeem it, but maisif chaymesh, you have to add a fifth. While hektish sheni, whatever hektish sheni is, second generation hektish, ein maisif chaymesh. You do not have a fifth. Let's say second generation hektish is, let's say I had something, let's say I was makdish a cross pen to the Beis HaMikdash. Then I want to redeem the cross pen, not onto money, but rather onto a special briefcase. That briefcase is hektish, but it becomes hektish sheni because it itself didn't get its kedusha from being in something that was chulin, like previously chulin. It got its kedusha from something else, which was kodesh. That would make it a hektish sheni. So hektish sheni ain moisif chaymesh. Okay, Amar Rava. My time, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What's his reason for what he said? Well, Amar Kra. based on the pasuk says, quote, "V'im hamakdish yigal es beisoy," and if the one who dedicated decides to redeem his house, like he had dedicated his house to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to redeem it. Now, who is that? That's the Makdish, the one who himself took his house from a state of Chulin and made it into, for the first time, Kodesh HaMakdish v'lo HaMatvis. Matvis is the item receiving the pigeon of an original item. So how did the Matvis become Kodesh? Oh, it was from something else which was Kodesh. It wasn't that it just itself was declared Kodesh, but rather it got Kedusha transferred to it from something else. Kama. Tani Tana Kamei de Rebbe Elazar. You have this tonight's source is going to be on the analysis of it. It'll be a support for Reb Shuman Levi, who we just had 5 lines ago. Tani Tana, there was a Brisa Seirover who said the following Brisa in the presence of Reb Elazar. It goes for just over 4 lines and starts here. Now, the Pasuk could have said, here's the Pasuk, Ve'im Behema. Tmeya ufada berkecha. And if you, let's say, you dedicated a pig to the Beis HaMikdash, you want to redeem the pig, it could have said, and if the behema tmeya, the unclean, the ritually impure animal, ufada berkecha, should be redeemed for its value. However, it uses a word which is a little bit extensive, the extra beis, ve'im be. Behema, I double underline the first base, Hatzmeya Upada Berkecha. That's the pasuk. Well, Ma Behema Tzmeya, what are we learning from this? We're learning some general principles, just like a Behema Tzmeya Miuchedes. What are the unique aspects if you, let's say, donated, I don't know, a camel to the Beis HaMikdash? So, we'll see 3 things over here. Number one, Shetchilasa Hektish. It starts out, it is Hektish. Meaning it was Chulin, and it became Hektish for the first time, going straight from Chulin to Kodesh. V'kula l'shamayim, it also gets totally to Hashem. Because unlike, let's say, a cow or sheep, where the Bailim might get some of it, here, since it's a camel, you can't offer it as a korban, the whole thing is l'shamayim. And number three, and therefore, mo'alin ba, I don't know, therefore, but we're thinking that like actual me'ila would be the punishment for somebody who misuses it. Af so too, kol she'tchilasa, anything else where it's tchilasa hekdesh, it's initially becoming kodesh on its own, not because of something else that was kodesh. V'kula shamayim, and it all is something that would go trashem. In other words, not like a korban where the bailim, like a katshe, kalim korban where the bailim gets maybe the skins or some of the meat. So to over there, mo'al in behen, there would be a full-fledged daraisa iser of misuse of it, of me'ila. That's the end of the Tanaic source. And that was the Tanaic source that was said in the presence of Rebbe Elazar. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Latana, he said back to the Brisa Seirover, well, Bishma, we understand, kula l'shamayim. What's the category of it's all l'shamayim? That would be l'mu'utzeh, like we had said when we explained it, would come to exclude kodshim kalim, because kodshim kalim, if somebody is bringing a karma, it's kodshim kalim, he gets some of it. So this is to exclude that, because it said it doesn't get any of it. Came into islahu, lebailim begavayu, lesbuhu me'ila, there is no me'ila, because it has to be something that was totally l'shamayim. Ella, the second point, which is really the first one mentioned, put this in right angles, Tchilas Hektish, Lemute Mai, what would that be coming to exclude? Oh, Tchilas Hektish, Hudis Be Me'ila, should we say that what we're saying is that if first generation Hektish has Me'ila, Sof Hektish, Leis Be Me'ila, but if it's something that came from something that itself was Kodesh, there would be no Me'ila, but that's just not true. And therefore, like, what could we be referring to when we're talking about the Tchilas Hektish issue? Dilmo? Maybe Lenin Chaimesh Kamris. Here we go. This is how we're going to try to use it as a support. Maybe what we're talking about is the Chomesh, and it would be going like Rabbi Shuman Levi, who says Hektish Rishon had a Chomesh, but not later generations Hektish. Amalei, so says back the Brisa Seirover in, that's right, Hachakamina, that was the intention of what I was saying. Period. Amalei Rav Ashi Ravina, we're going to have 3, I guess, last generation Amoraim saying different things to Ravina, building one on the other. So Rav Ashi, I underlined over here, is going to be speaking to Ravina. On the second line of Nun Hei Amad Aleph, last 3 words is Rav Achmi Difti, underlined his name. And about four lines below that, end of the line is Rav Zutra, Prater of Murray. And all of them are going to be speaking to Ravina. So Amrlei, here's the first one, bottom line on Nun Dalad Amud Beis. Says Rav Asher Ravina, Behema Tameya, that's what we're talking about, a camel, Bitzchilas Hektish Isa. It only has that first generation Hektish, is that what we're saying? But Be'emtza Hektish Lesa, there is no Emtza Hektish. Now, we understand Sof Hektish you're not going to have, because Sof Hektish would mean it would be offered as a korban. You can't offer a camel as a korban. You also can't, like, use it as a brick to build it into a building. But what about, like, second generation Hektish? Would you have such a thing? So that's the question. So Tilas Hektish, yes, but Emsa Hektish, no. Amalei. So Ravina responds and says back to Rav Ashi, well, if Ishena Bis Sof Hektish. Apparently, because you can't have it as Sof Hektish, you also can't have it as Emsa Hektish. Okay, building on that, Amarlei says Rav Achami Difti to Ravina. Well, 1 second. Be'emsa Hektish, Miha, Isa, you can have it potentially as Emsa Hektish, and therefore, Ula Soif, Nami, Loisif Nami, Chaymesh, we should also have to add a fifth to that Emsa Hektish. Well, Ravina says again, no. Amarlei, Harayuka Soif Hektish. Again, we're equating it to Sof Hektish. How so in this case? Just like Sof Hektish, the final stage, Eina Maisiv Chaymesh, so not a fifth, Af Emsa Hektish, so it's in the middle, Eina Maisiv Chaymesh. Amarlei, Rav Zutra, Rav Murray, we underline to Ravina. My Chazis, well, 1 second, you have Tchilas Hektish, which is something that originally was dedicated as Hektish, and you have something in the middle which came from it, then you would have Sof Hektish, which would try to be used as a korban. And you want to know the middle stage. We said no because you compare it to the final stage. Says Rav Zutra Breder of Murray to Ravina. My Chazis, why do you see fit to Medamisle that you're going to compare the middle stage Hektish to Sof Hektish, and therefore suggest that there's no Chomesh on the middle stage? Why not compare it in Melech Tchilas Hektish, and just like Tchilas Hektish is a Chomesh, so too Emtsa Hektish should be a Chomesh. Amarlei, so says back Ravina to Rav Zutra Breder of Murray. Mistabra, listen, if you have the Emsa Hektish, it kind of makes most sense to compare it to the Sof Hektish, the final stage when you want to offer as a korban. Havilei d'Moyisha Kain, why? Because both of them are Nitfas mi Nitfas. Emsa Hektish got its Kedusha from something else, which was Hektish, and Sof Hektish also got its Kedusha from something else. Nitfas means it was grabbed upon by something previously, meaning Hektish. Well, says the Gemara, if you want to use that logic, Adarabba, I'll say quite to the contrary. You know what you should compare Emtsa Hektish to? The Tchilas Hektish Havilei L'Dmuyei is what it should be compared to. Shekein, Davar Sheyesh Acharav Kedusha. You're going to learn something that has after it a Kedusha. Mi Davar Sheyesh Acharav Kedusha. Well, just like Tchilas Hektish has the something after it, which is Emtsa. So to Emtsa has the Sof. Well, here's the reason why. We go back to the good book, to the Psukim. Kedama Rava, like Rava says, as far as what is offered in the morning, the first korban, and this is the only korban that can be the first korban, is not just Ola, but Ha Ola, the unique Ola, the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Hey teaches us, or through the Drasha, Ola Risha, you know, it has to be the first one. Hachanami, so to another issue, it says Ha Tamei, I double underline the Hey, and that has to refer to Tamei Rishaina, which would be first generation Hektish, and only first generation Hektish. That's where you would be Moisif the Chaimish if you were to redeem it. And with this Brisa, Tanya Kavasi de Reb Shua ben Levi, we have its next source, which supports Reb Shua ben Levi, that on Tchilas Hektish, you add a fifth, but Hektish Sheni or Emsa Hektish, you do not. And the Brisa goes from here for about another word and six lines till the next Mishnah. Says the Brisa, let's say you have a cow that is Hektish, and you have a second cow, and you say, Parazu Tachas Parashal Hektish. The second cow, I hereby am declaring it's going to be in place of the first one, or Talazu Tachas Talashal Hektish. There's a jacket that Hektish has. You have another jacket, you want to exchange the two of them. Hekdeshai Padui. So the one that was Hektish, you wanted to get out, is redeemed. Viad Hektish Alel Yoina. And the temple and the people in charge of it actually have the upper hand to make sure that that which was replacing the original para or talis is worth as much, and if it's not, to get the money for it.
comma. Let's say a person says, para zu b'chamei shleim tachas parshal hekdish. This here cow is worth 5. It's going to be in place of that other cow of hekdish. Or talas zu, this jacket, chamei shleim tachas talas shel hekdish. Hekdeshai padui. It also would be effective. Even if the one you're replacing with ain't worth that much, it's still going to work. And then, of course, the temple treasury people will come after you if you owe them money. Semicolon. And this is really why we brought the price in. What we'll see right now, al-hektish rishayn maisiv chaymish. If somebody had an item and gave it to hektish and wants to redeem it, he has to add a fifth to whatever the real market value is. Al-hektish sheni ein maisiv chaymish. Hey, dot underline, al-hektish sheni maisiv chaymish. And that's about as clear, black and white, in a box, as you can get, as a support for Bishu Levi, that for Hector Sheni, you do not add a Chaimesh. Adkan.